Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Nano's polling reveals healthcare has surpassed inflation and jobs as Canadians' greatest issue of concern. Interestingly, the poll did not offer respondents choices, so it was, what's your biggest concern? And healthcare came up number one. Still have approximately 5 million Canadians with no primary care physician. Hundreds of thousands of surgeries have been postponed or canceled, and we're hearing even cancer patients are forced to forego chemo and radiation therapy because of the numbers of patients waiting for care. It is a broken healthcare system, and we've spoken with our guest now for the last number of years about this issue. Dr. Catherine Smart is the past president of the Canadian Medical Association. Dr. Smart, the system was in great duress when you and I first started speaking a couple of years ago. Is the situation any better now, or is it just as bad as it was, or even worse?
You know, unfortunately, I think things are continuing to decline, which is not what either of us want to be talking about, I don't think. You know, we're seeing, you know, of course, right now the pediatric healthcare crisis, but ongoing pressures in emergency departments, both for children and adults across the country, growing backlogs, ongoing for surgery, diagnostic imaging, ongoing loss of providers from primary care, and you know, worsening burnout and moral injury amongst providers. So I think the story is the same story. It's just things seem to be getting worse and not better.
So when we hear the stories of somebody going to an emergency room and coming away dissatisfied and just generally unhappy and feeling still not any better, and we hear about cancer patients being denied their treatments, chemo and radiation, These are surgeries being postponed or canceled. These are all happening on a daily basis, yes?
Oh, absolutely. That is happening on a daily basis. And it's tragedy. I mean, I can't imagine how it feels to be that patient who's, mm-hmm. you know, been sitting in an emergency department for 20 hours waiting an assessment, or in the hallway for 3 days, sick, admitted to hospital, yeah. you know, having a diagnosis of cancer and waiting days, weeks, months for care, having your surgery canceled for the second or third time. And I also know what it's like to be the provider who has to deliver that news to people, you know, who's working relentlessly around the clock trying to make sure everyone's getting cared for. It's no one's winning right now. And it's a real tragedy, I think, that we're facing.
So give us the physician's perspective, your perspective from your side of the stethoscope. Bad joke, sorry.
Well, you know, I think what I'm experiencing and what I'm hearing from colleagues is just, I think, this ongoing sense of hopelessness in terms of, you know, when are we going to see some real solutions and plans about what comes next, right? I think none of us are naive. We've all been in the system for a long time. We've seen the decline. It was starting before the pandemic. And of course, now it's been made worse by the pandemic. But I don't think any of us think that the solutions are necessarily simple. But what we want to see is a plan and at least an attempt to start working towards some of the things that we've put on the table. You know, there's several ideas out there at the Canadian Medical Association. We've advanced multiple ideas, including things like pan-Canadian licensure. You know, let's invest in integrated team-based care. Let's do some of these things. But of course, the problem is we haven't actually seen any significant government commitment or action on any of these files. And I think that's what's so hard, is when you can see, you know, how bad it is in front of you, but you don't actually see anyone kind of coming up to the plate to take that next step and to take some risks in terms of trying something different.
Yeah. The paralysis of analysis, or at least, you know, not working together to create a solution for the patients of this country. And the patients are increasing in numbers, and the situation, as you are sharing with us, becomes more dire on a daily basis. Do you have hope that we're going to be able to, you know, see the proverbial light at the end of the proverbial tunnel before too much longer?
Well, you know, I do have some hope. And the main source of my hope really comes from the people I work with. You know, the healthcare is full of incredible people. And I think you hear that from Canadians, even people yes. right now who are facing these horrible wait times. When they do get care, so many people comment just on how kind people were, how much they could see everybody trying. I mean, those are the type of people that are within the system. And I think we're seeing lots of people come forward with ideas. We're seeing people pivoting, you know, administration leaders in our health systems, pivoting the resources they have in creative ways to to try to meet the demand. So the people themselves that deliver the care have not given up. So I think there is hope on the horizon. I think a lot of the ideas we're advancing could make substantial change. And I do think sometimes, you know, things really have to hit rock bottom before change happens. And I feel like that's where we are. So if ever there was an opportunity for the Canadian healthcare system to be transformed, I think it's right now.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.